Today, a special roundtable press conference with Mayor A.C. Wharton. Mayor Wharton, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll start with Lauren Lee from Fox 13 News.
We wanted to talk about pensions. The pension compromise was reached. And the main thing that surprised me was this age limit, the 52 for police and fire, 62 for all other employees, only starting for new hires. And for months, we've been hearing that won't solve the problem. Why give in on that point?
We actually did not give in. We simply found another way to make up for the monetary difference that we would have accrued had we stuck with our original retirement dates. Here's what I said. When the negotiators came back to me and they said, the union doesn't want to budge on that, I said, I don't care whether they budge or not. I want the money. They said, well, how can we get it? Well, you increase the amount that those employees, the ones who would have been excluded from our changes, and make sure that they have to pay more. They're going to have to pay up to 8%. New folks coming in will pay more. Those who are not yet vested will pay more. So when it comes to the dollars we want it to get, we end up in precisely the same place.
Some people criticize the city that the county was more aggressive, cut back more on benefits, long-term benefits, and that, you know, in the big picture, cities, states, really the federal government, talking about these long-term benefits and them being unsustainable. Is the benefit plan that was just settled on, is it sustainable for the city of Memphis?
Yes, but we made it clear that we're going to look at what we've done for 3 years, check the performance, see if we're on target for the goals we had, and everybody's agreed that if we're not on target, then we'll go back. There's a reopener in there.
Les.
What many feel is an albatross around the city's neck, and this is riverfront development. Started by your predecessor, at first I think it was $25 to $30 million was the estimate. $7, $8 million have already been spent. Now we find out that there's soil erosion problems or whatever. Should a cap be placed on this project and let's just get it done, get a portion of it done and move on here, or are we going to go the full haul?
I think a cap should be placed on it, but after you examine, and I will call for this at the beginning of the new term, anytime you have plans that are, 10 years old and are not complete, you need to go back and revisit those plans.
Clearly, there's a big master plan for the riverfront that's been there for 10 years, and very little of it's been executed. They're about to finish the landing for the river boats, and that'll be done. But is it more than just an addressing of plans, but is it addressing the leadership of Riverfront Development Corporation?
All of the above. The premise of turning it over to RDC was that because they would be outside government, they could be much more efficient, wouldn't get caught up in all of these bidding requirements, all of this civil service stuff, and that the city would get a better deal. So we need to examine that.
But that has also worked. I mean, from an outside observer, it seems that that has not worked.
Well, in some respects, keep in mind, they maintain the whole riverfront. They have probably maintained, in terms of keeping it clean and weeds cut and all of that and stopping erosion, they've probably done that much more efficiently than the city could have. But the overall development aspect of it, we need to go back and carefully examine that.
Well, and we leave it there. Thank you for joining us, Mayor Wharton. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.